I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, there's a lot going on, including the Supreme Court has just come down and smacked down the EPA and their ability to, quote, fight to climate change. That's how the left's going to spin this. I'm going to give you those details in just a moment. Also, Liz Cheney's star witness from the January 6th committee could find herself in jail after Trump's White House attorney has dropped a bomb saying she's making it all up. That's right. Trump derangement syndrome is a debilitating disease that disconnects the individual from reality. We've seen it for a while. Now, although most are either born with or have developed a natural immunity to this sickness, there are still those who attempt to spread the infection of Trump derangement syndrome. It now appears that Cassie Hutchinson, an aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in the Trump administration, has come down with an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome. The only cure might be some jail time, apparently, for her, as Representative Liz Cheney displayed a handwritten note at the January 6th committee hearing that Hutchinson testifies she wrote after Mark Meadows handed her a note card and pen to take his dictation, according to ABC News, with what was supposed to be a big bombshell. The problem? Eric Hirschman, a former Trump White House lawyer, claims the note was not written by her, but was actually written by him. And this is a former Trump White House lawyer saying this. Yeah. Kind of a big deal, don't you think? When you testify under oath and you display a handwritten note at the January 6th committee hearing, and then you, this woman who's clearly lying on multiple things, testifies that she wrote that note, and now you've got the White House lawyer saying, she didn't write it. I did. Now, Hutchinson testified about the note and said, quote, that's a note that I wrote at the direction of the chief of staff on January the 6th, likely around 3 o'clock. And it's written on the chief of staff note card. But that's your handwriting, Mrs. Hutchinson, Representative Liz Cheney then asked. Yes, that's my handwriting, Hutchinson answered. Well, a spokesman for Hirschman told ABC News last night, quote, the handwritten note that Cassie Hutchinson testified was written by her was in fact written by Eric Hirschman on January the 6th, 2021. All sources with direct knowledge and law enforcement have and will confirm that it was written by Mr. Hirschman, the representative stated. Now, Hutchinson also testified that Tony Ornato, a former Donald Trump deputy chief of staff for operations, told her that former President Trump reportedly demanded that the Secret Service take him to the Capitol on January the 6th, according to the latest accounts. Hudson also said that Ornato told her that Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent, tried to grab him by the neck, and then also tried to grab the wheel of the presidential SUV. All this testimony, by the way, that has come out, all of this has been clearly was done under oath. Ornato, on the other hand, says he did not brief Hutchinson on any of this. A source close to Ornato told Fox News that Ornato watched the hearing and was distraught when Hudson made the allegation about the steering wheel. To top it off, Ornato wasn't even in the presidential SUV when the alleged incident was supposed to have happened. Again, another example of the lies coming from the January 6th committee and from Cassidy Hutchinson. But here is her testimony, all put together by Liz Cheney. I want to play it for you in just a moment. But before I get to that, I want to tell you real quick about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been paying attention, you've seen the stock market that is in bear territory. We're headed into a recession, and that's why the stock market is plummeting. Now, many economists are predicting now, unfortunately, this is actually just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. Now, when this happens, there is going to be tremendous losses, and there already have been for many Americans in their portfolios. Well, there's been one historical answer to this: gold and precious metals. In the 08 crash, when the markets dipped, gold went up, and that's what we're seeing right now. Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I use and I trust when investing in gold and precious metals, and they can advise you on whether gold is right for you right now. So whether it becomes a part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped to you, you need to call them and get in touch with the experts so that you can protect your hard-earned dollars. Call them 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or you can download right now the gold guide, the comprehensive gold guide at Legacy PM Investments, legacypminvestments.com. Now, this is just exactly the same thing Democrats did, the same exact thing the Democrats did with Brett Kavanaugh, the same exact thing that they did with Donald Trump and Russian collusion. They just make up lies out of thin air. They go before the American people. They put it out there. It's a bombshell, and some people actually believe that it's real. Then, without doing any vetting of the information, which the Democrats could have done before they went to the TV cameras with this information, we know they didn't vet it. And why? Because they knew they were making it up as a lie from the very beginning. Liz Cheney knew she was making up these lies. And so did Adam Kinzinger. And so did all the other Democrats, Adam Schiff and others, on this January 6th committee. That's why you don't vet information. You don't vet it when you know you made it up. Take a listen.
Is it your understanding that the president wanted to take the mags away and said that the armed individuals were not there to hurt him?
That's a fair assessment.
I just want to confirm that that is when you heard the president say the people with weapons weren't there to hurt him and that he wanted the Secret Service to remove the magnetometers.
That's correct.
Mr. Cipollone said something to you like, make sure the movement to the Capitol does not happen. Is that correct?
Mr. Cipollone said something to the effect of, please make sure we don't go up to the Capitol, Cassidy. Keep in touch with me. We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
And do you remember which crimes Mr. Cipollone was concerned with?
In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
So what happened in the president's vehicle when the Secret Service told him he would not be going to the Capitol?
The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing.
Now, apparently, I go back to the facts that we're now being told. The person who she's claiming told her all this wasn't even in the presidential motorcade or that car at the time. That's why they're angry. She's also claiming that she has this handwritten note that she says she wrote, which in fact she did not write. But it doesn't matter because we're going to go with Cassie Hutchinson's account because it's a lie. Are we going to fact check it? No. Are we going to talk to the people that she's quoting? No. Is all this hearsay testimony? Yes.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol."
On December 1, 2020.
Again, let's go back to that claim. You just heard it there. He's furious, right? The man in charge is furious, saying that never happened. I wasn't even in the vehicle. This idea that this happened is literally all made up. The handwritten note that Cassie Hudson testified was written by her was in fact written by Eric Hirschman on January the 6th, a White House lawyer, not by her. Hudson also testified that Tony Ornato, former Trump Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, told her that President Trump repeatedly demanded that the Secret Service take him to the Capitol on January the 6th. Guess what? Ornato told her that Trump lunged at the Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel of the presidential SUV. Here's the problem. Ornato is saying not only did that not happen, I did not brief Hutchison on the car ride. A source close to Ornato told Fox News that Ornato watched the hearing was distraught when Hudson made the allegation about the steering wheel. To top it off, Ornato wasn't even in the presidential SUV when the alleged incident was supposed to have happened. So now there's like five different holes in her story. Oh, wait, it gets better.
Attorney General Barr said in an interview that the Department of Justice had not found evidence of widespread election fraud sufficient to change the outcome of the election. Ms. Hutchinson, how did the president react to hearing that news?
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall, and there's a shattered porcelain plate.
Isn't it amazing? Ketchup dripping down the wall and a shattered plate. I'm telling you a story of political theater that I'm making up as I go. I'm making it up as I go. Yes, I've lied about who was in the presidential limousine. That's a fact. Yes, I've put words in the mouths of people that say it never happened. Yes, I've been telling you that I had access to the president in the White House that I didn't actually have. Yes, I was briefed on a situation where the person who briefed me is now saying I never briefed her, right? In fact, Ornato watched the hearing and was distraught when Hudson made the allegations about the steering wheel. To top it off, the dude that she says briefed her on all this wasn't even in the SUV. But hey, we've got ketchup falling down the wall, and we've got a plate, that a porcelain plate. Got to make sure it says porcelain, because we got to really ham up the story that I witnessed it happened.
On the floor, the valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall.
You heard the president, Mr. Meadows, and the White House counsel discussing the hang Mike Pence chants.
They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, "You heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong."
As rioters chanted hang Mike Pence, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, "Mike deserves it."
As an American, I was disgusted.
She's disgusted as an American. Disgusted as American because the president of the United States of America wants his vice president to be hung. She's already lied about the limo. She's lied about commandeering and grabbing the steering wheel. She's lied about him demanding you take me back to the Capitol. She's lied about the hanging. She's lied about all of it. You think she'll go to jail for this? No. You want to know why? Because she's telling the story that the left needed her to tell. A made-up story that they did not fact-check because they knew they couldn't fact-check it. They knew it, by the way. There was no way to fact-check this. All the people that she's quoting, they could have checked with to say, hey, can you confirm or deny this story, right? Every single fact here, they should have gone to the people where she claimed she heard it from or talked to. Hey, did this happen? Can you confirm you had this conversation? They would have denied it based on what we now know. And that's why the chair, that's why Liz Cheney, that's why Adam Schiff did not try to confirm or deny any of this, because they knew it was all a lie from the very beginning.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? Look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, by the way, should be noticing a pattern here by Democrats when it comes to them now just creating out of thin air these types of issues. Anytime now the Democrats make an accusation against Republicans, we should go look at the facts and not trust them because they are pathological, psychotic liars at this point. Donald Trump, by the way, has come out on Cassie Hutchins saying, quote, this lady yesterday is something, there is something wrong with her. Is there something wrong? She said, I jumped from a car and I started strangling a Secret Service agent who I know very well. I grabbed the steering wheel of a car, question mark. Donald Trump railing against this woman, as he should. He did an interview with Newsmax on this to make it very clear that none of this actually happened. Take a listen.
Today afternoon, I sat down with former President Donald Trump at his New Jersey golf club. His first interview since the explosive January 6 hearing testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson on Tuesday. Take a look.
It's been an interesting couple of days, Mr. President. The January 6 committee yesterday holding a special session with what they're calling apparently some new evidence. They had a junior staffer, Cassidy Hutchinson, 26 years old. She made some wild secondhand accusations about you.
Crazy.
What'd you make of that?
I thought it was absolutely crazy. This committee is A lot of people say illegally formed. But when you look at what they're doing and when you look at what they're saying and what they're doing to the country, now the good news is a lot of people aren't watching. A lot of people aren't listening to it. But they're trying to do real harm. We went through Russia. We went through Ukraine. We went through the Mueller report. No collusion after 3 years, 2.5 years. And now we're going through this. It's a one-way sideshow. It's a horrible thing that they can do to the country where they take this kind of time. They don't talk about making America great anymore. All they do is investigate everybody. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. This lady yesterday, there's something wrong with her? Is there something wrong? She said, I jumped from a car and I started strangling. Think of this. I started strangling a Secret Service agent,
right,
who I know very well. I grabbed the steering wheel of a car that said that I wanted guns at my rally. I didn't want guns. I have to speak too, and I don't want guns for anybody.
Did you grab the steering wheel? Is there any truth to that?
Of course not.
Is that ridiculous?
In fact, the Secret Service came out and said that this story is totally false.
Yeah.
The woman is living in fantasy land. She's a social climber, if you call that social. I think it's just a shame that this is happening to our country. And we don't have any Republicans up there to dispute it. We have one who quit, Kinzinger. We have another one who's down by 35 points in Wyoming. She's a total disaster. She's a train wreck. But think of it. Nobody to cross-examine. Professor Dershowitz said you can't do where you have a hearing and there's no cross-examination.
By the way, the president's referencing the fact that in an unprecedented move, the Democrat leadership refused to allow the Republicans to put the members they wanted on the January 6th committee. So they only allowed for Liz Cheney, who hates Donald Trump more than obviously Republicans, and she's down by 36 points in the polls in her state, so she's not acting on behalf of her voters, which is what she was elected to do. And Adam Kinzinger, who he just referred to as a guy who quit. Did he try to strangle a Secret Service agent that he knew? No. Did he try to grab the steering wheel and commandeer a vehicle? No. Did she lie about a note that she claims that she wrote that was actually written by a lawyer at the White House who worked in the on the legal team? Yeah, she lied about that too. She lied about who was in the car with the president. The guy who she claims told her all this says, I didn't tell her and brief her on any of this. And by the way, I wasn't in the vehicle. I wasn't. I'm watching this and I'm hearing this for the first time. These lies that are coming out. We shouldn't believe anything the Democrats say at this point on anything moving forward, because they are pathological, psychotic liars. Listen to the president.
This would have been the easiest cross-examination anywhere. And they put her on, and they don't even confirm it with the Secret Service. The Secret Service people in the car said this didn't happen. But you don't even need that. Who would do that? I would grab a Secret Service person by the throat.
I don't even know if it's possible. Certainly not in the Beast.
It's very hard.
Even in one of the SUVs.
Well, it's very hard for another reason. These guys lift 350 pounds.
Right. I saw you get out of the SUV tonight. It seemed like it was pretty smooth.
Yeah, no. It's fine. I mean, these are people. These are great people. These are great people. They've devoted their lives to it. And I think they were very embarrassed by it because it makes them sound terrible.
Tony Ornato and Bobby Engel.
They're great. I know them
their
very
records.
Well.
Sterling.
They are
records.
Sterling. And it was very nice that they came to my defense. I thought it was incredible, actually. Because
referencing there, the two people that are saying these are lies never came up. Now, remember, this girl was 25 years old when this happened. And as he described, she's a social climber. They're right. It is social climbing what they're doing. This is total crap. And they know it, but it doesn't matter because this is what you do now, right? You take down Republicans, you make up lies about them, you shut down. And I go back to what I said, you know, in this other breaking news story about the emails. We know now that about 100% of the RNC's fundraising emails towards the end of the month are literally silenced. They are not getting into your inbox at Google. They 7 months in a row where these emails have been blocked when we're trying. And this is the corruption. Okay. This is the nightmare of the Democratic Party and what they are doing to win. They can't win on ideas. They have to make up lies and propaganda, and then they have to have the media help them with the lies and the propaganda. That's what we do know about this. It is a must, okay? This is the must. The only way that they can win is to manipulate, to lie, to fabricate, to frame public servants who they deem as a threat to their power. And that's when they find people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and that's when they do crap like this, which is exactly what they are now doing. And the president's saying, you know, this is absurd. He's right, it's absurd. But the fact that we're even having this conversation right now, the fact that you even have to defend it. I mean, the media should have never, the media should have done their job. They should have immediately started fact-checking this right away, and they should have immediately said, and just, you know, gone after them, in my opinion. They should have said, this is, no one's backing up these stories. The Democratic Party should be roasted for this. And the people that have done this should be held accountable, but they're not.
You know, some whack job can say this stuff and get away with it. And other things, that I wanted guns at my rally. Okay, now I'm speaking. Why would I want guns? I don't want people having standing with guns in my rally.
I don't remember seeing any AR-15s at the Capitol.
Well, she wasn't complaining. Six. And the other thing about this woman, she wanted to work for me after January 6th. She was a big Trump fan. She wanted to work for me in Florida. And we chose not to bring her down because I got very bad things. I hardly knew her. And I said, well, if she's no good, I got somebody called up, numerous people, that she's not good. I won't say why that she's not good, but plenty of reasons.
Why?
I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say that she was not respected by the people in the White House. So they thought she shouldn't go down. I was going down to Florida with a group of people, great group of people, mm-hmm. patriots, and her name was thrown out there, and they said, stay away from her. They said bad things about her. And then I see her, and I hardly know who she is. And then I see this woman getting up, and she's making up stories like one after another. But the craziest of all was that I tried to commandeer, I think they used that word, I tried to commandeer a car with Secret Service agents telling them to take us down to the Capitol. It was totally false, and that a person can get away with it. And then I watch the Times and the Washington Post, and I watch, I get reviews on MSDNC and CNN. They hardly even talk about the fact that she's been totally discredited.
By the way, ABC News has just buried this headline, but I found it. Trump White House attorney disputes Cassie Hutchins' testimony about handwritten note. Former Trump White House lawyer, this is coming from ABC News now because they got to, I guess, cover their AWS. Eric Hirschman is claiming that a handwritten note regarding a potential statement for then-President Donald Trump to release during the January 6th attack on the Capitol was written by him during a meeting at the White House that afternoon and not by White House aide Cassie Hutchins. Sources familiar with the matter have now confirmed to ABC News. We'll bury that, though, don't worry, because we still want you to think that Donald Trump is a psycho.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The reason why Democrats need to paint the president as a psycho is because that's how you lower someone's approval rating, or you justify the taking out of the political opponent, and that is Donald Trump. This whole January 6th committee, and the reason why they're doing it is two-part. One, to weaken Trump again and to make you think he's a psycho before the election's coming up. It's also to help them in the midterm elections, but it's really about trying to bring him to be indicted for criminal behavior of inciting a riot. Because if they can do that, then the guy would be ineligible if he's found guilty of even running for president. This is taking away your rights and taking away your ability to, you know, decide who you want to be president. This is what you do. Now, we've seen in these new polls that are out that it's almost split 50-50 in America with this new AP poll that is out. It says about half say Donald Trump actually should be charged with a crime on January 6th, which means it's working, right? About half of Americans now believe Donald Trump should be charged with a crime for his role in the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th. So even if you had to find a woman to be a psychotic pathological liar, which is what we're talking about now, where everyone is saying that Cassie Hudson fabricated her testimony about a conversation with the former White House counsel, fabricated her testimony, right, about the conversation that she had with former White House counsel, and fabricated her testimony about a note that she claims that she wrote, fabricated her story that she was briefed on the president trying to commandeer a vehicle, fabricated her story that he tried to choke out a Secret Service member. It still has an impact on an ignorant level of the population in this country, right? It still has an impact on people and what they think of the president when they don't hear that all of this is a lie from the people that were involved. That's why Cassie Hudson is the newest useful idiot of the Democratic Party, a 25, now 26-year-old White House aide who was the January 6th committee star witness, a 25-year-old junior staffer who said she witnessed a bunch of things that she didn't witness, who said she was briefed on certain things that she wasn't briefed on. That is the problem here. When you have fabrication after fabrication of pieces of her testimony about conversations that she had with different people at the White House, and they're all saying she's lying to you, you would think the media would cover that. They're not going to cover it at the same level they told her story, because her testimony was all about weakening Donald Trump, not about the truth. Because during her testimony, Hudson claimed that this White House counsel, former White House counsel, told her to tell her boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, that the former President Donald Trump should not go to the Capitol on January the 6th. Hudson testified and said, we're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if Trump goes to the Capitol. That's what Hutchison testified that the White House counsel said to her. That never happened. The committee vice chair, Liz Cheney, doubled down on her calls to get this White House counsel to testify before the committee due to Hutchison's testimony, saying, quote, "We, as we heard yesterday, White House counsel had significant concerns, RE Trump's January 6 activities." Cheney tweeted out this, saying, "It's time for him to come forward to testify on the record. Any concerns he has about the institutional interests of his prior office are outweighed by the need for his testimony now." Just so you know, this White House counsel was reportedly not at the White House in the morning of January the 6th, according to new information that's been leaked. Kind of hard to actually, you know, brief somebody on what's going on in real time on January 6th when you're not even in the building. In fact, multiple sources, including one who was at the White House on January 6th, have said that he was not there in the AM when Hutchison testified she spoke with him. So there's a problem there with the reporting. It's hard. And again, if the Democrats wanted to fact check any of this, they could have done it, but they didn't because they knew they were making up the story. The January 6th committee is aware of the discrepancy, according, by the way, to Jack Posobiec, who put this out there saying they are ignoring the media inquiry about it. It seems that this woman made up the entire conversation. The breaking news tweet that came out about this said multiple sources, including one who was at the White House on January 6th, are saying that the White House counsel was not there in the AM when Hutchison testified that she was briefed and spoke with him. The January 6th committee, quote, knows and is aware of the discrepancy, and they are ignoring it because they need to make the president look bad. This is all about making the president look bad. The controversy around Hutchison's claims about the alleged conversation with the White House counsel is the latest blow to her testimony and the January 6th committee's credibility. Jack Posobiec reporting comes one day after a former White House lawyer disputed Hutchison's testimony about a handwritten statement she allegedly wrote on January the 6th. Hutchison again testified that she wrote a statement for Trump to release during the Capitol riot. However, former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman insisted that she did not write that note because he wrote the handwritten note and he presented it to the committee during the Hutchison testimony. The handwritten note that Cassie Hutchison testified was written by her was, in fact, written by Eric Hirschman. On January the 6th, 2021, Hirschman's spokesman said, and part of Hutchison's testimony are also at odds with members of the U.S. Secret Service. The most sensationalized aspect of her testimony, remember, she's a star witness, was that Trump allegedly tried to take control of the presidential SUV steering wheel and shouted expletives at Secret Service agents when they prevented him from doing so. Shortly after the testimony, two Secret Service agents in the SUV that day reportedly confirmed their intent to make statements under oath that would totally contradict Hutchison's story. So let's just be clear. Every single thing that she has said so far has been a lie. And everything that she says has been contradicted by the people that were at the White House. And she's claiming she had conversations at the White House with people that apparently weren't even in the White House the morning of when she says the conversation happened. And slowly the media is like, okay, we'll report it, but we'll report it after the damage has already been done to Donald Trump. Which goes exactly back to what Donald Trump was saying a moment ago in this interview that he was doing. He's like, they're lying about all of this. We know they're lying about it. And yet they continue to move forward with this information because this is what they do. That's why Donald Trump is, and honestly, at this point, he's pretty darn calm compared to what normal people would be because he's had to deal with this every single day since he ran for president, where they make up and fabricate stories that are just not true.
So it's a very sad thing that this is allowed to take place in our country, that somebody can just get there without cross-examination, with no Republicans on the committee, which I think was a mistake. I think we should have had Republicans on the committee.
Jim Banks, Jim Jordan.
And I think they should do something. Is this going to go on forever? Is this going to just keep going on and on? They get one person. They have to ask her, why did she want to go so badly with the Trump Organization to Florida? She was all set to go. And then we determined that we didn't want her.
Do you think those Secret Service agents will get the opportunity to testify?
I hope they do. I hope they can testify. I think the woman is, she's got serious problems. Let me put it that way.
What did you make of Fox
Mental
News?
Mental problems.
Yeah. What did you make of Fox News and other media outlets latching onto this story? I heard Brett Baer last night say, well, why would she risk perjury? She could go to jail. And I'm sitting there at home thinking to myself, well, this is a Democratic panel. They're not going to charge their own star witness with perjury, even if it is true.
I heard that Brett Baer said that, which is obviously strange. You know, I look, Brett Baer. Here's the story. It didn't happen. Other things didn't happen. They said that I encouraged people to have guns. I didn't encourage people. I never spoke to anybody about it.
Right.
I didn't encourage anybody to have guns. And I'm one of the speakers. I don't want people out there with guns for me either.
Right.
But I don't want, maybe more importantly, for other people to get hurt. I don't want that to happen. You look at the fact that we had, I recommended from 10 to 20,000 troops be there. Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. turned it down.
Yeah.
All of these things took place. They turned it down.
We're not hearing about that during these hearings.
They don't even cover it. They refuse to mention it. You'll never see it. You rarely see it in the fake news. Think of it. If they put not 10,000 troops or 20,000 troops, I recommend it between 10 and 20,
right,
in front of numerous witnesses, in front of people, and in front of the people that actually do that. So if we would have had not 10,000 troops, but 500, tiny proportion of that, you wouldn't have January 6th, as it is called. It wouldn't have even existed. There wouldn't have been a problem. They didn't like the look of it. They said, well, we don't like the look of it. And I could feel there was a big crowd forming. It just felt like a lot of people were talking about January 6th. And the thing they don't talk about is the incredible size of the group of people that I spoke to, because I think it was the biggest, or certainly one of the biggest groups I've ever spoken before. And I've spoken to big crowds, like few people have spoken to bigger. And this was, I think, at the top of the list or very close to it. And from there, a small group, relatively speaking, a small group went down to the Capitol. But for this girl to sit there and just, I think, just make up stories. You know, many years ago, there was a man named John Lovitz.
Yeah.
And he did a routine called The Liar.
Yeah.
She should look at it. She should look at it.
That's SNL. How much of this is about trying to prevent you from running again?
Oh, I think a lot of it is. In 2024. Yeah. I'm leading in all the...
By the way, listen to this. He just says, and this is the most important question, how much of this is about stopping you for 2024? And Trump says, I'm leading in all the polls. He's right. Listen to his answer.
Polls.
Every poll.
Against Republicans and Democrats. I'm leading in the Republican polls at numbers that nobody's ever even seen before. And against Biden and anybody else that they run, I'm leading against them. Now, this is just a way of... Look at the dishonesty of this committee. They don't talk about any of the things that refute January 6th.
And the reason why they don't look at any of the things that dispute January 6th is because they know they're making it all up. They know it's all a lie, folks. They know that every bit of this is a lie because they're the ones that fabricate it, just like they fabricated not only January the 6th, but they fabricated Russian collusion. They fabricated all of this with Donald Trump. They fabricated Alpha Bank. They fabricated every single bit of it. That's what they fabricated. And we know they fabricated all of it. You could fact check and say, hey, we need to check this girl's story out, right, to see if she's a legitimate witness. And you could make phone calls. You would have found out in 2 seconds that she's a liar on all fronts. She's making it up. I would argue at this point, they probably sat in a room and said, what lies can we come up with? What will you tell us because you're angry that you're on the outside looking in and you want revenge on the Trump administration for maybe you didn't get a job you wanted after the administration left? Who knows? You're 25 years old. Maybe you got some woke liberal friends that put you up to this. I don't know. I don't really care the motive. What I know is you could have actually done something to stop this insanity, and you didn't, because this is all about making the president weak. That's it. That's the whole thing here. It's about weakening him. Who cares? Throw Jell-O at a wall for 5-6 years. At some point, something you say is going to hurt the president. And that's their whole goal. If you just step back for a moment from all of this testimony and you ask yourself this question, where are the Republicans and when are we going to start playing at the same level as the Democrats? And what I mean by that is, when you lie to Congress and you fabricate things like this, you deserve to go to jail. You know, I look at all of this, and what I see is it is very clear that this witness should be charged with lying to Congress, should find herself facing jail time if, in fact, she's lying. I don't want to put her in jail without there being a fair system of justice, because I don't want to put political enemies in jail because they're political enemies. That's what Democrats want to do. That's what socialists and communists and dictators do around the world. But Liz Cheney's January 6th star witness should find herself facing jail time if we end up doing an investigation. But where are the Democrats on this one? Virtually everything that she has now said has been disputed as lies. She's lied about the Secret Service. She's lied about a note that she claimed that she wrote, which she didn't write. She's lied about the president apparently trying to, you know, strangle and choke out a Secret Service agent. She's lied about him trying to grab the steering wheel. There's all of her bombshell testimony has been declared a lie. All of it. So if all of it has been declared a lie, how is there no accountability for this? How many people, Adam Schiff being one of them, have lied in front of Congress knowing they're lying? Remember, when Adam Schiff, for example, and this is where Democrats need to grow up, Republicans need to grow a pair, okay? And stop letting people just screw us over this way and let them keep doing it. Adam Schiff should be off every committee and should be kicked out of Congress, in my opinion, because he knew when he was selling the American people the impeachment lie, he knew the entire time that it was, in fact, a lie. He knew the entire time that it was fabricated. He knew that the intelligence services said this was not plausible, the accusations against Donald Trump, yet he went with it anyway. He lied about all of it, and the reason was because they just wanted to take down Donald Trump no matter what. But if we don't hold them accountable and we don't put them in jail when they commit crimes, which I think clearly crimes have been committed by many of these people and these accusations, and if we don't go after the people that lie in Congress, including congressmen and women who make this stuff up, like Adam Schiff, they'll never stop. And this is where Republicans are far too, they're wusses. You know, you look at Liz Cheney. I think Liz Cheney should be in serious trouble right now, in my opinion. And the reason why I say that she should be in trouble is because I have a feeling she knew that this star witness was lying, you know, to her. And if she did know that she was lying and fabricating stories, then if that's the case, okay, if she does know that they were lying to her, that she was being lied to, and that this was fabricated, shouldn't she be held accountable for putting a witness up there, which she knew the witness was actually doing this? At what point are we going to say enough? Right? At what point are we going to say, all right, you play the games like this, just know when we bust you, and we will, when we bust you, it's game on. Because we will bust you. We will absolutely bust you time after time when you do this. Don't think you're going to get off easy. Don't think that you can just come to Congress and lie to Congress and fabricate stories and there's going to be no accountability for what you're doing. Please make sure you take everything I told you today, hit that share button and share this, okay, with your family and friends, all right? Please make sure you do that, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.